We will read tonight in Luke's Gospel, chapter 13. The Gospel according to Luke in chapter 13. Verse 6. He spake also this parable. A certain man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard, and he came and sought fruit thereon, and found none. Then said he unto the dresser of the vineyard, Behold, these 3 years I come seeking fruit on this fig tree, and find none. Cut it down, why cumbereth it the ground? And he answering said unto him, Lord, let it alone this year also, till I shall dig about it and dung it, and if it bear fruit well, and if not, then after that thou shalt cut it down. One of the saddest parables that ever came from the lips of the Lord Jesus is the parable tonight that we have read concerning the fig tree. And I trust tonight, by the help of the Spirit of God, that you and I this evening will get a picture of the fig tree in Luke's Gospel, chapter 13. I'm going to speak tonight mainly on 3 things. Number 1, I'm going to talk about a fig tree as a picture of the sinner. Number 2, I want to think about this vine dresser as a picture of the Saviour. And then number 3, I want to think about the owner of the vine, the fig tree, the vineyard, as a picture tonight of God. So we're going to talk about a sinner, and we're going to talk about a Saviour, and tonight we're going to speak about God. Now, as I consider this parable, in a very general way, I see 4 things. Number 1, as I consider the parable, I see the thought of disappointment. In other words, here's an owner, and he's disappointed in the tree. I see the thought of disappointment. Number 2, as I consider the parable, I see the thought of digging. Listen tonight to the words of the vine dresser. I will dig about it, and I will dung it. And as I think of the parable tonight, I think of digging. As I consider the parable, I see the possibility of delight. In other words, if this tree is going to bear fruit, it's going to bring delight to the owner. But fourthly, as I consider the parable this evening, I see the possibility of destruction. not it down? Why cumbereth it the ground any longer? And number one, I want to think of the shade tree. And I want to think of two things tonight about the fig tree. Number one, I want to think of its sad condition. As I visualize tonight this fig tree, I see the truth of a sad condition. But number two, as I consider the fig tree, not only do I see a sad condition, but I see a very dangerous position. And as I consider the tree tonight, I'm reminded about the sinner. I want tonight to speak to every sinner. And I want to remind you tonight, young man, young woman, tonight in this meeting, like this fig tree, you're in a very sad condition. And like this fig tree, you are in a very dangerous position. Now, I love the Bible. One of the reasons I love the Bible tonight is this. I like the simplicity of the Bible. For example, if God wants to bring before the sinner his waywardness, he reminds him about a sheep, and he says, all we like sheep have gone astray. If he wants to remind the sinner of no rest and no peace, he reminds them of the troubled sea. The wicked are like the troubled sea that cannot rest, whose waters cast up mire and dirt. There is no peace, saith my God, to the wicked. If God wants to bring before the sinner tonight the shortness of time, he reminds them that life is like a vapor. What is your life? It is even as a vapor, and it appeareth for a little time, and then it vanisheth away. But I want tonight to bring before the sinner their sad condition. Get the picture tonight of the fig tree. Let me say three things tonight about every sinner. Number one, the sinner is unclean in the sight of God. Number two, the sinner is unprofitable in the service of God. Number three, the sinner tonight is under the wrath and the judgment of God. And I come tonight to the picture of the parable. And just as this tree was barren, just as this tree was unfruitful, the sinner tonight is barren in the sight of God. Listen tonight to the words of the apostle. What fruit had ye in those things which ye are now ashamed? And that tonight is the picture of the fig tree. Now I want you tonight to notice two things about the fig tree. Number one, what it did not do. And number two, what they did do. Now, what did this tree not do? Our parable says it did not bear fruit. What did the tree do? The parable says it cumbered the ground. Look at those lights tonight in the building. They're doing one thing. They are serving the purpose for which they were made. That seat tonight that you're sitting in, that seat tonight is doing one thing. It is serving the purpose for which it was made. Here was a tree, and it did not serve the purpose for which it was planted. It was planted in order that it might bear fruit. But the tree was barren. I want to speak to every sinner tonight. If you're still tonight in your sin, you're in a very sad condition, and you're not serving the purpose for which you were born. But secondly, as I visualize this tree tonight, I discover this. One stroke of the art, and this tree could be cut down. I remember preaching the gospel one night with a late brother, Fred Boulder. And I'll never forget what that man said that night to an audience far smaller than this. Will you listen to his words? Every saint is only a heartbeat from heaven. Every unsaved soul is only a heartbeat from hell. There were individuals rose from their bed this morning. They won't go to sleep tonight. They're in God's eternity. And before that clock strikes 12 this evening, you can be in God's eternity. Before that clock strikes 12 this evening, I could be in God's eternity. Here's an owner. The tree belongs to him. The owner can do whatsoever he pleases. I want to remind my audience that we are not all God's children, but we are all God's creatures. And God can do tonight with you, and God can do tonight with me, whatsoever he pleases. I beget the picture. Everything possible is going to be done in order that this tree might bear fruit. Get the picture tonight of the tree. Number one, it's planted in a vineyard. In other words, the soil is suitable. It's going to be protected.
it's going to get special attention. So it was planted in a vineyard, the soil was suitable. Listen tonight to what the Bible says. I will dig about it, and I will dung it. And I want to remind this audience this evening, here was a tree, and everything possible was done in order that this tree might bear fruit. I want to stop tonight. It is going to be difficult for this tree not to bear fruit. I want to say this tonight to this audience. Everything possible has been done in order that you might get God's salvation. I'm going to say it. God can say no more. Everything God has to say has been said. God can say no more. Number two, God can do no more. What did we sing this morning as we gather together to remember the Lord? Listen tonight to those words. O blessed Lord, what hast thou done? How vast the ransom paid. Thine only well-beloved Son upon the altar lay. And I tell you tonight, sinner friend in the meeting, God can do no more. And not very. God can give no more. Ah, listen tonight to those lovely words. For God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Listen tonight to the words of the hymn writer. Infinite love was wounded sore. He sought to bridge the span, shut out the separating way, and walk again with more. Gave his best, his well-beloved. He came, he bled, he died. To reconcile, he paid the price, and he has bridged the great divide. God can say no more. And God can do no more. And God can give no more. And God has made it very difficult tonight for an individual in this meeting not to get God's salvation. What did we sing tonight? Say, poor sinner, seek salvation. Jesus died to set you right. Do not give the dreadful answer, I'll be saved, but not tonight. Give me just a little longer, for the world looks so, so bright. When I think that I am dying, I'll be saved, but not tonight. But get the picture. Not only the love of the vine dresser, and not only the love of the owner, but think tonight of his long suffering. Get the picture tonight of the parable. He gave 1 year, and there was nothing. He came a second year, and there was nothing. He came a third year, and there was nothing. Listen tonight to the words of the vibrator. Spirit, yes, another year. Before President Bush declared war on Sudan, President Bush asked one question, and I want you tonight to listen to the question of President Bush. How long is how long? President Bush didn't want to declare war. He was patient, he was long-suffering, and he asked the question, how long is how long? I don't know my audience tonight, but I'm wondering if God is speaking tonight to an individual in this meeting. And he's asking you tonight the question, how long is how long? Will you listen to the words of the hymn writer? O sinner, God's patience may weary some day. Leave thy sad soul in the blast. Through willful resistance you've drifted away over the dead line at last. 3 years ago, one Monday night, I was on the northwest coast of Newfoundland in a fishing village called Flowers Cove. I was preaching the gospel from Luke chapter 13. There was a young man at the back of that audience, 17 years of age. The last message he heard was this, cut it down. Why cumbereth it the ground any longer? 2 o'clock on Sunday morning, the phone rang where I lived. Come to the hospital right away. I was staying with a brother, Edward Red, and we made for that hospital. And we did not know what we were going to see, and we did not know what we were going to hear. But on the way, Edward turned to me and he said, Alec, Astley Rose has been killed. We went into a little room, there was a doctor, there was a nurse, and there was a policeman. And as we entered that room, sure enough, Ashley Rose in a car accident, 17 years of age, and he's passed from time into eternity. And the last message he heard was this, cut it down. Why cumbereth it the ground any longer? His mother came into the room. His father came into the room, and I'll never forget the words of the mother. She turned to me and she said, Mr. Drybro, is Ashley dead? And I had to say the sad news, Ashley was dead. And the second wail of the mother was this. Was Ashley
saved? Ashley had a profession.
Whether Ashley was saved or not, I do not know. My word to you tonight is this. Cut it down. Why cumbereth it the ground any longer? Two ways before us lie, and each a choice must make. One which leads upward to the sky, one downward to the lake. Will any choose the path of woe? Each must answer yes or no. Listen to the Bible. He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life. He that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth. Our Father, we thank thee tonight for the message that we have heard. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Bless tonight, our God, the words that have been spoken. Take us tonight to our homes in safety. Remember any unsaved tonight, our God, amongst us. O God, we cry to thee for the salvation of thy precious soul, as we ask those things in the Lord Jesus' worthy and precious name. Amen. Could we sing perhaps just the first and the last two verses of hymn number 173. Hymn number 173, just the first, the fourth and the fifth verse. By faith the Lamb of God I see, expiring on the cross for me. He paid the mighty debt I owe. He died because he loved me so. The first, the fourth, and the fifth verse of 173.